Fulton County's chief jailer, Mark Adger, confirms that Friday morning's inmate population at the Rice Street facility was 2,435, just shy of the court-ordered cap of 2,500. But on Thursday, he told reporters it was around 2,600. And there are nearly 300 Fulton County prisoners housed elsewhere, most of them at the Union City Jail. Fulton County Commissioner Rob Pitt says that's a problem, too.
I expect that any day we're going to get an invoice from Union City, which we have not identified how we're going to find that money to pay Union City.
The invoice for August is already in the mail, according to Union City's city manager, Sonia Fillingame.
We've gone into the agreement as a partnership, and the agreement is signed by both parties. So we should be getting paid for the services that are due.
The agreement calls for Fulton County to pay Union City some $111,000 a month. The contract runs through the end of this year. The county's already paying more than $4 million for the new lock system, also in an attempt to improve conditions cited in the federal order. Despite the fluctuating inmate population, Commission Chair John Eaves told WABE that this is, quote, just a hiccup, and that the jail situation is moving in a positive direction. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.